Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Waylon Nelson, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
Where is he on nights like tonight when laying here on my back with a needle in my arm? Not the love of a woman would save my soul. Spent 10 years of marriage and I still don't know what it takes for someone to love a man like me. My sweet Annie, my sweet love, that he gave his best, I couldn't give it up. Cause the demons got a hold of me and dragging me down. But this guilt inside is killing me, and I don't blame you. Bro, you see the holes in the bend of my arm, but you don't see the inside invisible scars I'm living with. Got two girls in need. Start your day when you know you're set up to fail. My sweet Annie, my sweet love, that gave me.
What do you do aside from playing music?
Coal mine, underground.
So how long have you been working coal?
James Stiltner.
12 years, but I run what's called a pinner.
Tell us about it.
I pin the top up so it don't fall.
Wow.
And I'm the first one when the big machine chews the coal out. I'm the first one in under the, you know, unsupported top.
You're kind of taking my breath away with that talk.
That's the most dangerous job in there.
How is it that you happen to have fallen into that role?
Well, my grandfather was a coal miner. My dad was a coal miner. And the more that you're in there, the more you get used to the pops and cracks, and you know when to run. put it that way.
Today was a good day. So much better than yesterday. Things have been going my way. Today was a good day. Yesterday you left me. My way. Today was
I'll spend my nights searching for ghosts. And you left your dancing shoes in place of mine. Today was a good day, so much better than yesterday. Things have been going my way. Today was a good day, 'cause yesterday you left me. Listen to the radio, fear that song. Ever since you left, you've been singing alone. And I see your face when I yesterday was a good day.
Thank you guys so much.
Chris is playing mandolin, and you played some banjo and some dobro. And tell us about you, Chris.
Chris Preston.
I'm a drug dealer.
Okay. Yeah, so
there are several drug dealers in the room tonight.
I take that to mean that you are a pharmacist.
I am.
You are, okay. And how long have you been a pharmacist?
A long time.
Yeah? When did you go to pharmacy school? How long ago?
I went here at University of Kentucky.
Okay.
That was in the early 90s. I'll put it in early to mid 90s.
Okay.
Yeah.
When did you start playing music?
About the time I started pharmacy school. Yeah, I was really late getting into it.
Well, that seems like an odd time. I mean, it seems in some ways it makes sense that you would find another outlet to get you through the tedium of school, because I know pharmacy school is not easy.
Yeah, that's what it was, a stress reliever.
Yeah, and who taught you how to play?
I took lessons just here and there. You know, we didn't have YouTube back then to take lessons by. Brian Powell, a gentleman named Brian Powell, was the first person I took lessons of. We went to Jacobson Park, we'd sit under a tree, and he would teach me some things and put it on a cassette. He came to a show here when I played here before with
Cold Town?
With my bluegrass band. But he's no longer with us, unfortunately. But he was a great mentor to me early on.
Cold Town Dixie still kicking?
Mm-hmm. Kind of hadn't been playing for a bit, just kind of just the way life goes.
Yeah, sure. That's a pretty special instrument you have in your hands there. Tell us about that.
My mandolin, it's a Gibson Fern. And I took lessons later, I'll give a plug to Kentucky School of Traditional Bluegrass Music in Hyden, Kentucky. So I took some classes there under Bobby Osborne, actually. And I took lessons with Scott Napier and Dean Osborne, and I bought this mandolin off Scott. I just loved it, and I said I would have to, you know, sell at least three of my other mandolins to, you know, justify the purchase of this one. And I haven't done that yet, but I'm really gonna. Just a little bit ago, he messaged me, and he was like, you know, your mandolin's getting a little more popular lately. And I didn't know what he was talking about. It wasn't me getting popular, but Scott was playing this mandolin when he was playing with Tyler Childers when he did...
Yes, the Red Barn Show.
Yeah. So I think he did one acoustic and then one with a band.
Uh-huh.
So the one that he recorded with the band. So I've been here, my mandolin's been here, we just haven't been here together before. But we're very happy together.
Rivers filled with steel with this blown cone. There's ice on the windows, ice on the road. There's ice on parts of me that I don't even know. Got 4 days off, it's hard to go back, and I don't want to leave, I don't want to pack. I just want to lay right here and just relax. Cause I don't
pieces I must be.
Thank you. Bradford King.
Any bass player who shows up with a bass with that many strings is going to have a conversation with me.
Jeremy Justice.
Well, the thing is, I don't really use the higher string. I will use the lower string there, but I'm mainly, you know, I'm a guitar player, so that's what I started out doing. And then I saw a six-string bass, and I'm like, I might, you know, transition to that. I mean, it sounds good, and the look of it is great, so that's pretty much the reason I bought it.
Well, it's a very nice-looking instrument. Tell us about your musical background.
I started playing guitar just with my brothers. My brother plays drums, and my twin brother actually started playing keyboard a little bit, but he dropped off a long time ago. He's more into like fixing vehicles and stuff, so he didn't have time to really play music. But yeah, I've been playing guitar since I was about 10 years old, and I started, you know, trying to get a little more into rock, and then I progressed to metal, and then went right back to country playing bass. So I've played most genres.
Back to your brother. Is he an identical twin?
No, but when we were younger, we did look, I mean, just about identical. My parents would always buy outfits and stuff that matched, which, of course, you know, that's the typical twin thing.
Yeah, right.
But, yeah, if you saw us right now, you wouldn't even be able to guess we're brothers. Yeah.
And what do you do aside from playing music?
I do have my own recording studio. So
you do? Are you the engineer in this group? And did you all record at your studio?
I actually did not. I'd started doing it about a year ago, and I didn't really know if I was going to be that great at it. So I just did it as like recording my own stuff. And then once I started progressing and going through it, I just fell in love with it. So I just decided to, you know, keep building it up. And I've been recording a couple of albums here, like, you know, on and off, but here recently, the first album I recorded was a country album, but then now I'm doing a progressive metal album, so they're kind of, you know, not in the same ballpark.
All these things have turned to Polaroids and dust. All our memories are done. Both our babies are grown up and gone. Still have me to hold on. Still have me through the good times and bad. Can knock you down, and you can't see the light. Girl, I'll always be by your side. You make me hold on. See, let me through the good times and bad. Search the whole world through, not find another soul. makes me feel the way that you do. You make me hold on. 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 You make me hold on.
I'd like to thank Waylon Nelson for being with us this evening. Thanks to our volunteers for their help with our production each week, and we give a very special thanks to Becky Alfrey for her work with our social media. Thank you for all listening to our webcast, probably trying to watch us on Facebook Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of stations.
We also thank the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition of this Kentucky region, and then share this treasure with the world. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on the web at eventbrite.com, Lexington.
Thank you guys so much for being such an amazing crowd. This next song I wrote just recently. I probably just finished it last week so we could do it at this show. Back in November, me and my family, we love to travel, and so we made it out to Colorado in November, and it was just, it's a breathtaking place and an unbelievable experience. So I wrote this song about that experience. Do you like that?
Candy-colored sky, chill breeze blowing, crisp mountain high, twisted canyon highway, mountain scenic byway. This road goes on and on. I felt closer to God, closer to you. Isn't it funny? 9,000 feet can do. Living in the moment never felt so alive. It's a Colorado kind of high. Aspen trees are swaying, dancing with the breeze. Places I don't ever want to leave. Elk in the meadow, this is their domain. Mountains reaching up so high, the heavens proclaim. I feel closer to God, closer to you. It's Colorado kind of high. felt closer to God, closer to you. It ain't funny, 9,000 feet can do. Living in the moment, never felt so alive. It's a Colorado kind of high. Living in the moment, never felt so alive. It's a Colorado kind of high.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Waylon, Caleb, James, Jeremy, and Chris for being with us tonight. We'd like to thank Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen for supplying food each week for our guest artists and volunteers. Located on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky, Broussard's Delta Kitchen features the authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta, and live music every weekend. You'll find more information on Broussard's on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert to encourage everyone to embrace any opportunity to listen locally and engage with each other in a variety of shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. You can learn more about Listen Locally on Facebook, Instagram, and at listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of the Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.